Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for that you will gain the true merit for your spirit and for your life and your future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. The continuation of the Amitayu Sutra that Shakyamuni Buddha gave compliment to a disciple Ananda that his question was from the heart of the caring all beings. Shakyamuni Buddha continued that Tathagata, with the next sentence, Tathagata with the uncovered the great sadness. Great sadness is another word of mercy. To feel others' sadness, feel the sadness beyond the duration of self and others. That's why he says the great. When you see the word great in a sutra, it means the beyond the duality, the separation of self and others. And it's in this sentence that Tathagata is the great spirit of the universe. But in this sentence, this means that Shakyamuni Buddha. So why it is express with the word Tathagata for the Shakyamuni Buddha? It is the Shakyamuni Buddha is manifestation of the great spirit of the universe as a human being. And Tathagata is unlimited. Uncovered means unlimited, unlimited great sadness, mercy. Feeling pity and sorry for the three world. So what is the three world? The three world is from the hell to the lower part of the lower level of the heavenly realms, heavenly world. In another the world is an in the world of the suffering. You might feel surprised that heavenly world is included, even though it is the lower part of the heavenly world. But heavenly world is included.
Sixth world of samsara. Samsara means reincarnation, that you can't control your life and death. Yes, even heavenly realm, it is one of the world of samsara, the reincarnation world. And lower part, there's also different levels in heavenly world. There are the low level of the heavenly world, and well, basically, heavenly devas, heavenly beings, sacred beings, has a very long life. I think I was around 250 years old or more, 500 years old, much more than the human beings. However, when they start to on the way to pass away, there will be the five particular signs that is before death. For example, well, it's interesting, it's funny it's in some way. The body gets smelly, and the crown starts being damaged. And the attendant, who's taking care, Steve start leaving and start not enjoying the world. And it's written in a sutra that when they die, it's much more suffering than the death in hell. Wow. Well, which in some way I understand, because I know some like really like famous succeeded actor that who almost passed away was so afraid. He had a gorgeous house and everything. He got everything what he wanted, and he was so very scared about this. And also, I used to work in a mental hospital, and some like mental ill patient who spend like 20, 30, 40 years just looking on the wall of the mental hospital. When they pass away, in a moment they become normal, and gratitude to the doctors, nurses, and silently pass away with peacefully. We really need to about how to build the good karma. How much we can spend our life for doing good things for the world and the people and or other beings. As you build more merit, your journey will be more peaceful. Well, mental ill patient purified the karma of the world by this suffering. Well, anyway, Shakyamuni continues, because of that, I manifested myself to this world, to the human world, the great spirit of the universe manifested himself to this human world because of the infinite mercy to the three world suffering beings of the three world, and born as a human being and open up the, it's interesting they use in this word in sutra, Tao teachings. Tao teachings, when they use in sutra Tao, when you see it, Tao, it means not Taoism's Tao from the China, but it's about the Buddhist teaching. You know, the Chinese translator from the Sanskrit, when they translated, they used from the something that the Chinese people could understand. So they pick up the word of the from their culture. That's why it's written here, Tao teachings, and open up the Tao teachings with light to rescue the beings. Because with a grace for the true merit for them, the true merit. So to rescue them, keep the true merit. So what is the true merit? Well, I don't know in the West, but in Japan, some religion teaches that if you believe this, you get this merit. If you chant mantra, you get the physical merit. You can get money, you can get good job, whatever. You can get good car, and not even think about their subconsciousness. Well, it could work sometimes, because if you believe it and if it's imprinted in the subconsciousness, it appears to the phenomenon. but without fulfilling the love toward others, mercy for others, and fulfilling the great, fulfilled by the great spirit of the universe, great love and peace, and just gain the matters, materials, and the numbers of the bank account, it cannot give you the peace in the heart. It cannot give you the happiness. It cannot give you the good relationships. And it cannot guarantee you your health. Important is your subconsciousness will be awakened to the great love, the light of the wisdom, and you be able to give the merit, true merit to others. The true merit to others is to share the teachings, how you be able to increase the great love within inside of yourself, how much you can awaken the wisdom and peace, everything you have in your heart, inside of your heart, and awaken your potential of the infinite potential, including the Buddha nature. Nobody wants to be the poor guy who is just fear to the death, isn't it? May you gain the true merit as what is written here in this sutra, that Shakyamuni Buddha wants to give you the grace with the true merit. May you find the true merit, gain the true merit, and be fulfilled with a great love, and create a gorgeous relationship and happiness in your heart, and all the time to be excited about the future, and start sharing this happy merit to others.